Welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me and happy Monday to you. I hope you've had a lovely weekend and are ready to get started again on another week of creating calm in our life. So like last Monday where I just started off with a very gentle exercise, I thought it'd be a nice thing for us to do again this week. So what I'd like you to do now is just to close your eyes down for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Breathe in and feel your shoulders rise. Breathe out and feel your shoulders relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I want you to visualize a red balloon in your hand. You're holding the string of it, and as you look up the white string, you see the beautiful red balloon. This red balloon is holding your stresses, frustration, anger, pain, or simple annoyances from the past few days. Think for a moment, what has been stressing you or bothering you? And as you look at the red colour of the balloon, feel into what you have been feeling and thinking through your tension or stress. Take your hand now with the string of the balloon and hold it high up into the air. And let the string go. See your bright red balloon being taken off. Taking your stress, your feelings of pressure or tension with it. Keep watching it until you see it fade out into the distance. Look into your other hand now. And there's another white string with a beautiful bright pink balloon. It's a calming colour. And what you're going to do with this balloon is while you look at it, think of all the things you're grateful for in your life at this time. Think of the good things that have happened in the past few days. Think of the good parts of yourself. The good people and things in your life. This pink balloon is full of joy, full of gratitude and full of calm. Tie this balloon and string around your wrist. And carry this throughout the day as a way to remind yourself that you've released the red balloon of stress. And to help you stay in that space, you can focus on this pink balloon of gratitude, joy, and calm. This is just a small visual exercise, and visual exercises can be good because as you go throughout your day and you might find more stress happening, which is completely normal, you can imagine yourself nearly breathing out and seeing that balloon fly away again, and look to your wrist and see that pink balloon at the end of the white string, reminding you that there are good things. There has been studies that good moments for us, the feeling of those good moments, can only last up to a few days for really, really positive experiences. But negative moments can last for weeks, months, and even years, even small negative things. So sometimes it's important for us to have a reminder, a visual reminder, a mental reminder, that there is good. And that is not to negate your feelings, because what we're trying to do with the balloon is to acknowledge your feelings, to sit with your feeling, and then to release your feeling and come back into looking at what's good. What's really, really important is that you never negate your emotions in the negative way or in a positive way. But particularly with negative, we tell ourselves, I need to be positive, 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 and therefore we don't acknowledge what we're feeling. If you don't acknowledge your negative emotions, they will build and you may just burst one day. And by doing this balloon exercise, you could do that 10, 15 times a day and to keep going into that space. How am I feeling? What do I need to release? Why am I feeling this way? And then going back to that center point of what brings me joy? What am I grateful for? How can I bring myself back to calmness? So I wish you a beautiful Monday and look forward to connecting with you.